Oh, yes. How is that to get your Labor Day weekend into high gear? The 90s rock band Cracker doing their version of the Shiner song. And with that, we say Vitam Vas and welcome to, I believe, show number 39 of Czech Classics. Then and now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by. And like I said, hallelujah. It is Labor Day weekend. Been waiting for this all summer. It's finally here. Like I said, kicked the show off with a little polka music, rock band style. There's always an interesting story. So check out the after show if you go download the show, and I will tell you the story of why a rock band like Cracker is playing the Shiner song. But let's get on into the show. And this show should be subtitled Soundtrack to a Barbecue, because that's what it is. Because I guarantee you, even though I'm taping this show on a Tuesday before, it's kind of like I'm in a time warp. I can guarantee you, in the present, I'm spending the whole weekend around the barbecue pit. It's the last real weekend of summer. On Saturday, I spent the whole day splitting my time between watching college football and watching some ribs out on the pit, getting ready for the Longhorn Notre Dame game. Today's Sunday, probably took a little bit of a break, had some leftovers, but I can guarantee you tomorrow on the actual Labor Day, I'm going to be back out at the pit one more time, enjoying a few pivos and some great polka music. So that's what this show is. It's kind of some of my favorites. So let's get on into it, and I'm actually going to kick the show out with a request, a dedication rather, one by me. I actually play this song every summer, so you've probably heard it before. But I want to send this out to all the farmers out there, because it is late August, early September in the summer, and that means one thing down here in Central Texas, and that means it's time to get that cotton in out of the fields. So I'm going to send this out to all those farmers out there I see out in their combines and their tractors every day the past few days. It's the South Texas Bohemian Cowboys, and one called the Cotton Stripping Polka. Thank you.
Vinoship on a key, Vinoship on a key, it's a red eye.
Cigar, Cherokee, cigar.
Hall, one of my all-time favorites, not just as a listener, but as a musician. I love playing that song. I've not played that song in forever, probably since I played with Bobby Jones Band, probably about 1988 or 89 is the last time I've actually played that song. But I'm guarantee we're going to start playing that with the Czech Melody Masters, because that is such a fun song. Leroy Motoka and his orchestra there doing the Lover's Polka. Right before that, actually some music featuring yours, like I said, yours truly, with the Bobby Jones Orchestra from back New Year's Eve, 1984. Another one of my favorites, Chenny Seegon, the Black Gypsy Waltz. Right before that, Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman doing O Kolumbiasichko, Around the Moon. And like I said, we started that off sending out to all the farmers out there. South Texas Bohemian Cowboys and the Cotton Stripping Polka. And we're just going to roll on now. Here's Mark Halata, another one of my favorites, At the Mill.
Love. sem sirote. Rose, rose, ni. Oggi ne znam matki, nemam sem od bušćeni. Oggi ne znam matki, nemam sem od bušćeni. Oče, oče moj, kam zdal rozum svoj, zanechal ze sirotečka, skazil život svoj. Zanechal ze sirotečka, skazil život svoj.
Get any better than that. I will admit I probably sung that song a few times at the top of my lungs after being just maybe a little bit tipsy. I'll be honest. Yeah, that's one of those kind of songs that you just kind of get into, and man, it just feels better to just let it all out. So I'll just scream it at the top of my lungs. Yasem Sirotek, Joe Patek and his orchestra, the Orphan Waltz. Right before that, another Joe Patek, did a little Joe Patek double shot there. I got some all by myself, of course, another one you can just sing along with. And like I said, we started off with Mark Halata and Tex Avia doing At the Mill. And we got time for one more song before we wrap up our first half hour. But I hope you're having a good time. Hopefully spending it out at the barbecue pit like I am right now. Here's Bay City Dutchman, little Rano Ranichko. Good morning, polka. Thank you. Yeah, a little Brave combo there to kick off the second half hour of Czech Classics Then and Now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven, one called the Hosadina. Y'all probably know that, some of you Polish listeners out there. So here we are back with the second half hour. I hope you're having a good time. Like I said, a little barbecuing music, you know, just kind of celebrate the end of summer and the three-day weekend. I can guarantee you I'm enjoying it. I've been looking for this thing for forever. I've actually taken a couple of little vacations this summer, but even on vacation, you're kind of rushing around, doing things. You got so much stuff you want to see and things like that, so you're always up early and, you know, on the move. But Labor Day weekend, man, I'm just chilling out. Like I said, you know, college football started, so that made my day. And, you know, do a little work around the house, just kind of clean some things up and just relax, you know, just take it easy. That's the whole point of Labor Day, is to not do any labor, you know. So that's what I'm doing, as little as possible, except for hoisting a beer can up and down. That's about the most work I'm going to get done this weekend. So anyway, let's get back into the music. Here's a little Central Texas sounds for you. One called The Lazy Farmer.
Mate pole, ne orate, to se vlaci, co njelate, mate pole, a ne orate. Oni pole ne orali, rozmarinku nasadzeli, rozmarinka špatně zešla, a ma panenka, jsem za mnou přišla. Hey!
My favorite recordings by our old band, the Dance Hall Boys. The Hour Mike Polka. Love the tube on that by Mr. George Pavelka. I'm actually working with my son, Steven. He plays baritone, and I'm writing a bunch of music for him, writing some baritone parts out, basically kind of pseudo tuba parts, and he's going to start playing with our band. I want to kind of teach him how to become a tuba player, you know, because he hadn't played with us much, but in the future, look forward to that. You will start seeing Steven at our dances playing with us and giving us a little tuba sound. Right before that, the great Romy Ghost and Arise My Darling Polka. In between there. Sorry, I got my list out of order here. Before the Dance Hall Boys, we had Jody Mikula Orchestra and a beautiful waltz, one of my favorites, called The Lover's Kiss. Before that was Romy Ghost and Arise My Darling. And like I said, we started that set off with the Central Texas Sounds and the Lazy Farmer. And we're just going to roll on now and feature a little of our own music, the Czech Melody Masters. Here's another new one off our new CD called Czech Please, and one of my personal favorites. This one just rocks and rolls. Hope you enjoy it. It's the old favorite, The Clock on the Steeple.
Rostu, 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 konop je za cestu, a jsou pěkné zelené. Rostu, 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 konop je za cestu, a jsou pěkné zelené. Mezi něma leží synek polamanej, pola vody studenej. Mezi něma leží synek polamanej, pola vody studenej. První psaní napsal, svému otci poslal, aby mu vody podal. První psaní napsal, svému otci poslal, aby mu vody podal. Otec pilně oral, pilně dolával, voděnky mu nepodal. Otec pilně oral, pilně dolával, voděnky mu nepodal. Moje nejmilejší, nežli celá rodina. O lepší je lepší, moje nejmilejší, nežli celá rodina. Ona zlatým šíla, s šibrem vyšívala, podněky mu podala. Ona zlatým šíla, s šibrem vyšívala, podněky mu podala.
The legendary Jimmy Brush and the Happy Boys there doing the Corn Cockle. What else? The one that he wrote. I'm going to send that out to my cousin Ricky, who just celebrated his birthday last week, and that's his all-time favorite song. So I'm not sure if Ricky's listening, but if you are, Ricky, happy birthday once again. There's your song for you, buddy. Right before that, the High Toppers out of New Braunfels doing the True Annie, or the Annie's Waltz, as they call it. And like I said, we started off with a little new music from the Czech Melody Masters. The old clock on the steeple, and the old clock on the steeple is telling me that unfortunately my time is just about up, but I do appreciate you hanging out and checking out the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, this is a good one to just sit outside and drink a few beers, fire up a pit, and just relax, you know, just have a good time. Until next time, like I said, check out the after show. It's going to be an after show this week, so I'll have some more stuff to talk to you about, but in the meantime we're going to get on out of here with the Vrajals, beautiful waltz, one called the Mountain Valley. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye bye.
Na Šumavě je dolina. Nebyla, když se mi lehostro. byla. Proč by ja smutná nebyla, kdy se milého ztratila. Ztratila jsem ho v dolině, on mě tam usnul na klině. Ztratila jsem ho v dolině, on mě tam usnul na klině. A když se ze sna probudil, tichučko ke mně promluvil. A když se ze sna probudil, tichučko ke mně promluvil. Zdal si mi, milá, krásný sen, že jsem byl s tebou zasnouben. Zdal si mi, milá, krásný sen, že jsem byl s tebou zasnouben.
Oh, hey everybody. Welcome to the after show. Kind of chilled out now. I was kind of hyper there during the show. Kind of relaxed now. It's actually Tuesday morning, so just to let you know, if you're kind of curious or wondering, you know, how these things work, it's actually Tuesday morning. I'm fixing to go jump in the shower and head off to work, but I didn't need to get this show done and get it out to the station so they can upload it, clean it up, whatever they need to do. So it's kind of past my deadline, so I need to go ahead and get it done. So it's not, I'm not, wouldn't call myself fake, but I do put a little extra energy into the show that I normally wouldn't have on a weekday morning, that's for sure. I'm kind of back now to my normal self. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that show. You know, it was definitely one, because that's weird talking about this in the past, future tense, okay, because it hasn't happened yet by the time you guys listen to it. It will have happened. It's so freaking weird, man. But I know that's my plan this Labor Day weekend. Is, like I said, is just to spend it out at the barbecue pit. I already know I'm going to do a big rack of ribs on Saturday before the Longhorn game. And I don't know what the hell I'm going to do on Monday, but I'm going to do something. Probably just some chicken and sausage. Who knows? Whatever they got at the store, I'll do it. I may throw on some, I'm probably going to throw on like some carnitas or something with the ribs, even though it's carnitas. I'm going to smoke them like a pork butt or whatever, and maybe turn that into some pulled pork. And, I don't know what I'm going to do on Monday. Probably just some chicken, maybe a little sausage. One of my stepdad, who's unfortunately not here with us anymore. I wish he was, because he was a great barbecuer, and I'd love to sit around just the pit with him. But he used to make freaking chicken livers, chicken livers. I'm not a liver fan at all. My wife, Marcy, loves liver and onions, stuff like that. But he used to take chicken livers, wrap them in like a half a strip of bacon, just enough bacon to cover, to go around the chicken liver. Put those on the pit. Jesus Christ. Oh, you talk about good. So if you never tried that, try that. Like I said, I can't stand liver, and I would even eat those things. Just like little nuggets, you know, of bacon-wrapped chicken liver smoked, and just wait till the bacon gets kind of crispy. Holy cow. Good stuff. So if you never tried that, try it. I think I'm going to actually probably do some of those for my wife, because she'll eat about 10 of those. She loves those things. Like I said, I can eat a few of them, and even after that, it's like that chalky liver starts getting to me. Let's see. Yes, I'm going to definitely have a good time this weekend. I cannot wait. Just, that's one of my favorite things to do, you know, is just hang out by the barbecue pit and just drink beer and listen to music. I mean, that's nothing better. It's the best way to spend an afternoon. Okay, yeah. Started the show off with the Cracker song. band called Cracker, if you haven't heard of them. They were kind of big in the mid to late 90s, kind of a little alternative rock, pretty much just a straight-up rock band. They kind of got lumped in with that alternative rock crowd, but they weren't all that alternative. They're a decent little band. I kind of like them. I got a few of their songs on my hard drive with all my music. But, so how did they kind of record the Shiner song? Well, kind of goes back to that story I told you a couple months ago about that German group, FSK, that was touring Texas and met up with Adolf Hoffner and learned the Shiner song from him. Well, the leader of the group Crackers, a guy named David Lowery, and he actually produced the album that FSK recorded, where they recorded the Shiner song. So that's where he heard it from, is he heard it from FSK, and he liked it so much that he taught it to his band. So now the band Cracker, it's kind of like an encore. It's like a crowd favorite. It's kind of like a cult favorite. They don't do it all the time, but when they do it, it's, you know, the crowd goes nuts. And, that's definitely a version of this, just them just phonetically singing the words. I mean, if you're really familiar with the words, they don't do the words exactly right. They don't pronounce them exactly right because they don't know what the hell they're singing. They're just learning it from a German band who was doing it phonetically off of, an Adolf Hoffner record or something like that. So, they definitely don't know what they're singing about. They just are doing the words the best they can. But, hey, who cares? You know, as long as it spreads the Shiner song, you know? So, that's the story of that. Very unique, you know. I actually had a listener years ago who informed me of that. You know, I had no clue about that. And some guy just said, hey, you know, there's a rock band in Cracker that does that song. I'm like, yeah, I know Cracker, but I had no clue that they did it. So I actually went to like an old message board or whatever and inquired around, and yeah, so that's how that happened. Anyway, it's about 8:15. I gotta get ready and get on the road and go to work. So that's about it for the after show. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'm trying to think what else is coming up. Got some Oktoberfest gigs coming up in October. Hope you guys can make it out to one of those, maybe. Going to be in Fredericksburg, Austin, Round Rock. You know, we're working on getting down. You know, since this is the after show, not the people hear it, and most guys who do hear it, you guys are kind of like my real close friends. I'll hopefully, anyway. We're really hoping with this new CD that it's going to kind of spur, get things started. You know, I mean, we've been out of the limelight. I mean, we've kind of just fell off the face of the earth for a while to most people. You know, we just disappeared. We hadn't released a real CD in forever. We don't play around here hardly ever. The past 2 or 3 years, we've mainly been playing like German gigs. So nobody really knows who the hell we are anymore. So it's like, starting from scratch, getting our name out there. So, the biggest part of that has to do with airplay on radio stations. So if you listen to a polka show that plays our music, definitely call them up or send them an email or something and say, hey, thanks for playing the Czech Melody Masters. Can you play more of them? That's the only response they're going to get. That's the only way they're going to know that you guys out there like our music. And if nobody tells them that, then eventually it's just going to drop off. They'll quit playing. They'll go back to playing Vrazels and Red Ravens and, you know, the same old stuff they always play. You know, so you got to let them know. And so I'm hoping, the CD is going to open some doors, because that's what I want to do. I like playing these German gigs. They're fun. You know, they're okay. But, man, I want to get back to just playing, church picnics and stuff like that. I mean, we're a Czech band. You know, that's what we do. That's what I love. I mean, I've got a book with 150 Czech songs in it that I want to play. You know, I can't do those at German dance. I can do a few of them, but they want to hear, in Munchenstedt and all those beer house stuff, which we do. And I like playing that stuff too, but man, I like just playing the Czech stuff, and I want to just play a Czech picnic or, something like that, just a dance where we can just let that stuff all You just let it rip, you know? So, it's frustrating, man, I'll tell you, you know, to have to kind of wait and see what happens, you know? Hopefully some of these halls or whatever will start hiring us again. I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's all you can do is wait. So anyway, that's it for the after show. I don't really have any music lined up, so I'm just going to pick a couple of songs. A couple of extra polkas. They're some of my favorites that I didn't get to fit into this show. I don't even know what they are, but I will, you know, just throw something together a little later this afternoon and tack it on to the end. So it'll be some good stuff. You'll enjoy it. So, you know, so until then, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Thank you there, partner. Say, how do you do, all you good friends and neighbors? Want to say thank you very much, each and every one of you nice folk, once again down us in, just like we say thank you every time that you good people say, a bottle of Pearl, please. Well, fellas, looks like everybody's just ripping and raring here.
Oh, yeah.
And who's going to rare up first? Yeah, raring now. Say, who's going to do
the... Oh,
though?
I am, Adolf.
All right, what are you going to do, then?
You can't break my
Well,
heart.
All right.
It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. Her eyes used to shine. shine when they look into mine, and then when she found somebody new. If you only knew the troubles I've gone through, then I know you'd understand that you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you. Heart that men can't be broken again. That may sound hard-hearted, but it's true. Now I've played the game of love and broken hearts, though I warned you from the start that you can't break my heart. It's been broken before, broken by someone just like you.
You really had your hair curled up right there on that there one, Leon. I'll guarantee you.